discussing nutrition post-training. Once again, I want to reiterate that this is an individualized area, like so much of nutrition, of course. So today, we'll keep it brief with what you absolutely need to know about fueling for yourself and your clients, of course, after you've gotten your sweat on. We're going to discuss the science behind eating after exercise, meal and snack recommendations for after workouts, how to customize your client recommendations, and the difference between recommendations for exercisers versus athletes. Most of us are morning or evening exercisers because exercising in the middle of the day isn't often practical, but I do have some college students and work at homers who take a break midday to break it up with exercise. You should exercise when it works best for you, whenever you can get it in. And a walk is better than nothing when you brought your gym bag and forgot your sports bra. As you're planning and prepping to hit that yoga class, make it to the gym, or hop on that bike, don't forget, though, to plan a little recovery fuel. Whenever you're planning for an after-workout snack or meal, you should be thinking of the glycogen in your muscles. You'll remember that glycogen is the sugar in your muscles that's stored there and ready to go the second you hit start on your playlist. When most of your glycogen gets used up during the course of your exercise, you want to efficiently replace it. Your glycogen stores get used up quicker with a cardio workout than with a strength workout, and you're going to damage muscle cells more with a strength workout than you are with a good cardio sesh. So your repletion is twofold. Replace that glycogen and repair those muscle fibers. The science is pretty good that having a meal or snack within 45 to 60 minutes is the best way to replete the glycogen and repair muscle cells. So you may not need a post-workout snack if you exercise before breakfast. Just eat breakfast within an hour of finishing your workout. That said, this window can be extended for up to 2 hours if the person had a substantial pre-workout snack or meal. So let's say you go to the gym after work and then your commute is long to get home. You may want to have a little post-workout or pre-dinner snack to speed up your recovery, especially if you didn't eat much prior to the workout. But if a snack just isn't possible, or you had a substantial snack prior to your workout, you can likely forego a post-workout snack and just eat a balanced dinner when you get home. It sounds complicated, but it's really not. Don't overthink it. My rule of thumb is to time your workout so you don't need to add extra snacks or meals to your client's routine. You do need to hydrate, so make sure they glug down a water bottle and get their repletion liquid in. Work on the timing as you present your plan and educate them as you go. Ideally, you want them to time their meals and snacks to maximize repletion after exercise. Sometimes I'll have my clients come up with a list of carbs and a list of proteins so that they can take one item from each column to toss in their gym bag in the morning. Carb examples are always something like fruits or vegetables, sweet potato, apple, pear, banana, orange, dried apricots, but can also be a starch like a rice cake, oatmeal, or a fiber cereal. And protein isn't complicated either. I sometimes suggest nuts, nut butters, individually portioned hummus, cheese sticks, or an ounce of cheese, jerky, a yogurt, or a pre-made smoothie. Now, let's talk about our serious athletes. Athletes should aim to eat a combination of protein, carbs, and fluid within an hour of finishing their practice or game, in addition to their pre-workout snack and or meal. Carbs will replenish muscle glycogen, and protein will prevent muscle breakdown and stimulate muscle synthesis. A useful tool to remember is a 4-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein, but this will depend on the individual and the workout. For athletes, a general recommendation is 20 to 25 grams of protein post-activity and 80 to 100 grams of carbohydrates. Healthy fats are also important as they have anti-inflammatory properties to help with recovery. So adding avocado to the meal or using olive oil are great ways to get healthy fats in after a workout. Another thing that cannot be overlooked is the importance of antioxidants post-workout. Research shows antioxidants from fruit can help calm inflammation and improve post-exercise muscle recovery. So what does this look like in terms of actual food? Here's an example. A cup of whole wheat pasta, 3 ounces grilled chicken, 1 cup of steamed broccoli, a side of sweet potato, and a tablespoon of olive oil. A cup of brown rice, 5 ounces of baked salmon, asparagus, a slice of sourdough bread, and a half an avocado. Another example would be a cup of quinoa and a cup of lentils mixed into a salad with some fresh cilantro, a tablespoon of olive oil, and lime juice. Let's do a refresher on the most important pieces we've covered today. Having a meal or snack within 45 to 60 minutes of a workout will replete muscle glycogen stores and repair muscle cells. Help clients time their usual meals and snacks around workouts so they don't end up needing extra food during the day. Go-to carb options include fresh and dried fruits, starchy vegetables, and oatmeal. Portable protein choices include nuts and nut butters, yogurts, individual hummus packs, cheese sticks, and jerky. And for athletes, a general recommendation is 20 to 25 grams of protein post-activity and 80 to 100 grams of carbohydrates, which is a 4-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein. That's all I got for you today. I will see you in the next lesson.